School board member caught on hot mic asks to set Marsha Blackburn on fire. By Jacob Bliss on March 29, 2022. Members of the Metropolitan Nashville Board of Public Education were caught on a hot mic last week discussing Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson's confirmation hearing to the Supreme Court. One school board member asked if they could set a senator on the Judiciary Committee on fire. Roughly a minute into the school board meeting's YouTube stream, you can hear one unidentified school board member ask if the others have been watching Jackson's Supreme Court hearing. One board member said, "I love her," apparently speaking about Biden's nominee, while a third morbidly asked, "Can we just go set Senator Marsha Blackburn, RTN, on fire?" The board meeting appears to have taken place last Wednesday, the same day Blackburn pressed Jackson on if Jackson could provide a definition to the word woman. Jackson refused to define the term woman, saying she was not a biologist, though the definition of gender is a key legal issue in debates over transgenderism. However, as Breitbart News noted before, Jackson did not hesitate to discuss being a woman when asked similar questions by Democrat senators. For instance, Senator Dianne Feinstein, DCA, asked Jackson about the historical significance of being a woman. "Judge Jackson, if confirmed, you would become the sixth woman to ever serve on the Supreme Court. You would join Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Amy Coney Barrett on the bench. This would be the nearest we have ever come to gender equity on the Supreme Court. There would be four women on a court with nine justices. What are your thoughts on what it means for our country to have women serve in meaningful numbers on the federal bench? And in particular, what would it mean to have four women serving on the Supreme Court for the first time in history?" In Jackson's response, she acknowledged that she is a woman and would be the first Black woman to sit on the Supreme Court. "I think it's extremely meaningful, since I was nominated to this position. I have received so many letters and photos from little girls around the country who tell me that they are so excited for this opportunity and that they thought about the law in new ways because I am a woman, because I am a Black woman." In fact, when President Joe Biden was campaigning in 2020, he specifically promised to nominate a Black woman to the Supreme Court. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter.